There are three types of people who perform a job. Number one, there is an hourly worker. In American tax system, it's called W-2 worker. Then there's a contractor, 1099. And then, according to the Jewish law, there's a third category. In our Western society, they're lumped together, but the Torah separates the two: an agent, a power of attorney, somebody who is representing someone else. So in America, according to the IRS, an agent is just like a contractor. According to the Jewish law, it's two different things. So you have a worker, a contractor, and an agent. How are these three jobs different? They're different on two levels, the two parameters, how they differentiate. Number one, your initiative, how much of your own creativity and your own self you put in the job. Number two, the interests that you are representing. When you are an hourly worker, a W-2 worker, salaried employee, you are not meant to do anything besides for the job you are hired to do. If you hire somebody and they come to you with an advice how to restructure the whole company on the first day they're working, you'll probably get a little upset. Listen, you do your job. Once you do your job well, then maybe we'll promote you somewhere higher up. But right now, just do your job. You are not meant to show anything else outside of your skills of the job that you're hired to do. So an employee is just he's not showing any of his own self. It's just the job that he is doing. As somebody once told me, what you do can always be duplicated. Who you are can never be duplicated. So a salaried employee is usually here to do. Who he is obviously plays a role, but it's not the main thing. Now, whose interest he's representing? He's representing his own interest. He's here to work. You pay him, he's going to do the work. The moment you will say, you know what, I don't have money to pay you, he's going to be out of the door. He's here to make money, which is fair. Now, this is one way of working. A total different type of worker is a contractor. Contractor is still representing his own interests, because he's doing the job only because you're paying him. And if you'll tell him, I don't have money, he's going to quit on you. But he is meant to use his own creativity, his own talents, his own initiative to do things. Because when you are hiring a guy to make an addition to your house, you don't know anything about construction or about permits or about building code. You expect him to figure all of this out. And he gives you a proposal, he gives you a price. And if he manages to do this product for cheaper, he's going to keep the difference. He showed his initiative, he figured out how to make it better. Great. If he's going to do it quicker than what he told you, he's going to go on vacation. So a contractor is still representing his own interests, but he's showing his own initiative. There's more of him in this job. What about an agent? An agent is meant to use his creativity and his initiative for his job. When a real estate agent is looking for a house for his client, the client doesn't know and frankly doesn't even care how many places have you looked into and what did you do and how many phone calls you made and how many hoops did you need to jump through in order to come with this idea for the guy. He just wants to see you doing your job, bringing him ideas what to buy. So you are meant to use your own initiative. But whose interests are you representing? Oh, that's already a whole different ballgame. Why? Because even in American law, when it comes a question of an agent, so many restrictions and so many precautions that you should not have any ulterior motives. You should not represent anybody else's interests together with this person instead of this person. That's why a real estate agent cannot also do mortgages for the same person. That's why if somebody is a buyer's and seller's agent, right away so many questions come up that you need to iron out. And if you're talking about lawyers, if a lawyer represented your adversary before, he cannot represent you now. Or if he, I've seen lawyers that say, no, in this case, I cannot handle it because I have handled a different case before where I made an opposite claim and I cannot come now to court making the claim that I need to make here. So lawyers or real estate agents or mortgage agents or any other agents of power of attorney, they are meant to represent the client's interest, not their own. So now these are the three types of workers, and we can relate to God on these three levels as well. I could be a worker for God. God is issuing me every year my W-2. What does it mean? I look at the code of Jewish law. I say, God, you tell me what you need me to do. And I'll do exactly what I'm supposed to. I'm not going to do anything wrong. I'm not going to do anything more. I'll do exactly what I'm told. Now, God, you also promise that you're going to take care of people who do what you tell them to do. So please, you know, when I come with my prayers, please respond. That's right. Fair and square. Now, this is a great level by itself, because I wish every single Jew would keep every single law of the code of Jewish law. If people do that, it's already great. But then there is another level. When you're a contractor. A contractor means he takes it personally. Not only I'm looking at the book and I'm seeing, okay, which law do I need to do? I don't need to do it? Okay, goodbye. I am passionate about it. It's my project. I want to make sure everything. I don't sleep at night if I didn't do something. I take it as my own. It's my baby. That's a contractor. As you well know, there's a difference between an employee and a boss. Yes. Employee might be a very good employee, but at the end, he goes home to sleep at night and not losing any sleep over the job that needs to be done. The owner is going to not sleep at night, not eat by day, run around, make himself crazy, bang against the wall, because he needs to get it done. So you can have such approach when you do God's work. But there's one but. Whose interests are you still representing? Your own. God, I'm doing everything what you ask me. But, you know, I hope that I'll have a good family as a result. I'll be blessed with parnosa, with some income. I hope to have good health because of that. I'll be calling onto you, God. I'll be asking you, please answer, which is, I guess, fair, right? And then there's a completely different level. You could be an agent of God. You are using your own initiative just as a contractor. You are banging your head against the brick wall to get things done. But whose interest are you representing? You are representing God's interest. You are here to do what God wants you to do. Me? Whatever. God, I'm here to do what you need to do. There's a story about a legendary chosid, Reb Mendel Futterfass, who was in the USSR helping observant Jews leave the country when there was a loophole how they were able to escape. And he actually sent his family out and was supposed to go with the next train. The next train didn't happen. They arrested him. In 1946, he was put in jail, and then when Stalin died, they let him out in 53, and then at the end of Khrushchev's times, at the end of 60s, he was arrested again. He spent twice in Russian jails, in those hard labor camps in Siberia, and he was able to leave the USSR only in 1971. So he didn't see his family from 46 to 71, his wife and kids. And in the meantime, he went through total hell in Russian labor camps, and in between, in Russian underground, trying to, because he was teaching Torah, making synagogues, building mikvahs, in the meantime, he was doing all the illegal underground work, helping Jews to keep Torah in the USSR. That's why he was arrested. And when he was in jail in Stalin's times, he was sitting in a barrack, and all of the people that were with him in the barrack, you know, Stalin was arresting people right and left. And everybody was complaining how their lives were broken by their imprisonment. One was says, I was always trying to build my career and I almost got to where I wanted to, and suddenly I was put in jail, everything went up in smoke. The other one was saying, I just started a family and I just started my life and now everything was destroyed. The third guy says that I'm a scientist and I wanted to make this project, bring it to completion. I wanted to make the discovery and I almost did it, and everything is in the garbage now. And Mendel Fuzerfuss was not complaining. He was sitting there listening to everybody, and he was not complaining. And people kind of looked at him like, why aren't you complaining? Is everything okay with you? He says, well, we're all talking about your goals in life, which are very good goals. My goal in life was always to serve God. And you know what? I can serve God only in the places where He sends me to. So this is an example of an agent, or in political terms, it would be an ambassador, a representative. He is here to do what God wants. So why are we talking about it today? Because Avram, the first Jew, why did he become the first Jew? There were other people who knew God and followed God before. Noah, the Torah says he was a righteous man. Shem and Aver, there were other righteous people. What does it mean righteous? They did everything what God wanted, but they were not agents of God. Avram was an agent of God, shaliach, an emissary of God, and that's why he deserved to be the first Jew. So our goal is to be like Avram, being agent.